Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 390. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, thank you so much for listening and thank you for supporting me. And today, super simple topic. It's something I actually wrote down in my notes on my phone a long time ago, but I came back to it today because I think it's such an important topic. Because, like so many of the things I talk about in the podcast, we're very quick to forget certain simple, fundamental truths. Truths that we know deep down, but something about life and love and the ups and downs of life make us quick to forget. And so what I had written down in my notes was the phrase, the words we don't say. The words we don't say. And the topic at hand here is the most obvious one in the world, but I think we need to like circle the wagons and remind ourselves about it. And that topic, that affirmation in life is that we have to tell people how we want to be treated. We have to speak our minds. We have to use our words and our actions to show others who we really are. We have to be honest about who we are and what we need. And we need to do that. We need to use our words because otherwise we cannot possibly expect someone else to truly know how to love us and treat us and appreciate us. And so I had written down this phrase, I think we've heard it before, probably the words we don't say, because somehow in life we've gotten it very twisted. We've gotten it so twisted, so much so that we're at a point where we purposefully hide things about ourselves. We don't speak up out of fear of seeming too eager or too needy. We don't say what we really want out of fear of seeming too type A. We don't say how we want to be treated or what we need to feel loved out of fear of seeming too much, right? These labels that we put on ourselves. We don't do those things anymore. We might have at one point, but we don't anymore. And I'll start by saying that, like, I get that. I really do. I'm sure we've all had experiences in life where we at one point spoke our truth clearly and early, where we said, here's what I need. Here's who I really am. Here's how I'm really feeling. I'm sure you've done that at some point, and I'm very proud of you for having done that. But then, as with many things, life kicked in, and inevitably you came across someone who heard what you said, but they didn't understand it. They misinterpreted it. They saw it as a threat to their own needs or their own agenda. You came across someone who belittled your honesty and your needs. You experienced someone who threw that honesty back in your face, either for their own gain or because they simply were not ready for it. And there you are, thinking you learned a valuable lesson through that experience, thinking that the lesson is you're better off hiding certain truths and needs. You're better off not being vulnerable and honest because it only scares people off. It's only used against you. You think you learned a lesson that says you're better off hiding that kind of thing, that kind of behavior in favor of hoping to find someone who just gets it naturally, who understands you without you having to say those things, who sees through to those things. You think you learned a lesson that says people aren't ready for honesty. Honesty scares people off. You have to wait. You have to wait. You're better off hiding and waiting or acting and pretending than being 100% truthful, right? Maybe not exactly that, but maybe one of those things or the lesson that you think you've learned. You've experienced some variation of that. And the result is now you're the who, me? No, I'm cool. I'm chill. I don't need much. I'm good. I'm a go with the flow kind of person. So here you are now, maybe a bit older, but very ingrained in being resistant to speaking truly free and honest words, the words you don't say. And I just wanted to do this episode to get you and me and us back to the truth we once lived by. And that truth is quite literally that the words we don't say do us absolutely no favors. Not being honest does us no favors. Pretending to be a certain way so as to not come off as too needy, insecure, too confident, too aggressive does us no favors. Hiding, acting, pretending does us no favors. Why? Because how we act shows people how we want to be treated, plain and simple. And yes, I do, of course, think that your person, your soulmate, whatever label you want to put on it, that person will have a heightened sense of you and will know much more intuitively than the people you've dated in the past. They will know much more intuitively what you need, how you want to be loved. But no matter the person, no matter your compatibility and connection with them, there is no one on this earth who can read your mind and give you everything you need without some guidance. So when you hold back, when you pretend, when you act, you, through those words and actions, you're telling people what you need and what you don't need. And when you hold back, you're saying you don't need any more. You're telling people that you're good to go. And you're attracting those kinds of people into your life. And those people either think, of course, because you're guiding them there, they'll think that you're good to go. They'll think you're someone you're not. Or they'll think you're cool with minimizing yourself. Truly, you show people with the words you use how you want to be treated. And so if you don't speak up and say, here's how I want to be treated, you're leaving your treatment up to luck and hoping that someone will naturally know. They'll just naturally know. And no offense to, you know, all of us, but people in general suck at that. People in general suck at knowing intuitively how to do these things. People suck at knowing exactly what someone else needs. People can guess, of course. People can use their past relationships to take a stab at it. But no one is the same. Not even close. And so there you are, not being the same, having your own wants and needs, yet not voicing them. All the while, thinking that will make you more lovable. That will make the progress, the compatibility easier. That eventually it'll just click. But in what I've learned is that in reality, it's doing the opposite. It's doing the opposite. It's cementing in someone else's mind that you don't need more. So the words we don't say, they literally have the opposite effect of what we think they do. We think being cool, chill, laid back, not needing much makes us easier to be loved. But it's literally the opposite. It's making a fake version of you easier to love. But that's a fake version. That's an opposite version of who you really are. So by the transitive property, it's making the real you harder to love. It's having the opposite effect you think it is. It's literally a slap in the face to what you really need. It's training someone else. It's training other people. It's training anyone, friend or romantic, that you have a relationship with that you don't need more. We think not speaking up makes it easier for other people to love us, but in reality, it just trains them that we don't have needs. And what exactly does that do? How does that serve you? How does it serve anyone else? How does pretending or acting serve anyone? Well, it certainly doesn't serve you because eventually that will catch up to you. And I don't think it serves anyone else. It's false advertising that will also catch up to the relationship. Right? The words you don't say, the needs that you really do have, the insecurities that you have, the way you want to be loved, the communication style that comforts you. It's so easy for life to convince us that it's better to act like those things aren't important. It's so easy for us to convince ourselves that the right person will naturally check those boxes for us and we don't need to worry about voicing them early on. But that's just not true. I've done episodes before on how teaching other people how we want to be loved is romantic. A lot of times we think it's not romantic, but I think it's the most romantic thing in the world. So it's just not true in general and practically to think that someone else is going to walk into your life and know everything you need. And I think if you're honest with yourself, you can look back at past relationships too, ones that didn't work out. And if you really dig in, you'll realize that a common theme was someone not being truly honest with the words they used or didn't use. That's either you or your partner. Honesty gets you a lot more than you think in life. I think it's the ultimate tool we have, frankly. And sure, let's be real. Honesty will 100% at some point give you the experience you probably fear most. The experience of being honest, but having it thrown in your face, having it embarrass you, having it used against you. I wish that wasn't true, but some people just aren't ready for honesty. Some people don't want it. Some people see it as an opportunity to use it for their own gain. But even in that case, there is an upside. It's a painful upside, but there is one. And that's that the moment you have your honesty not respected, you now know that that relationship can't possibly be for you. And you learn that quickly. And isn't that better than a drawn out pretend act that eventually ends for the same reason? I sure think so. But other than that, what does honesty get you in life? Well, to the whole point here, it shows other people how you want to be treated. It takes the guesswork out of your needs. And a mature partner will love that. They'll love that. What's better than being saved the time and energy of not being able to live up to what you need because they're just guessing? It's great. It's a great thing, right? A mature partner who wants you to be happy will love that you're guiding them to help you be happy. Otherwise, right? Otherwise, like, how is someone supposed to know your boundaries unless you tell them? How is someone supposed to know what you like to hear unless you tell them? How is someone supposed to know how you want to be loved unless you tell them? Guesswork, random stabs in the dark, using what they used on their ex, right? Seriously, if you're honest, it takes all of that out of the equation. If you aren't honest, well, there you are, hoping that someone else will magically know how to love you. And there you are. If you're pretending or acting, really, you're kind of misguiding them purposely. You're sitting there knowing that, for instance, words of affirmation are genuinely important to you, but you don't want to scare them off, so you stay quiet. You're sitting there feeling insecure because something happened in a former relationship, but you don't want to bring it up because you're afraid you'll seem like damaged goods. You're sitting there saying, hanging out once a week is totally fine. I'm cool. I'm chill. But quality time to you is a very important, vital piece of validation for you. So you're just sitting in that emotion, not saying anything. The words you don't say. And of course, the reason we don't speak our truths fully is fear. We know that. We're afraid. But we need to come back to the truth we all knew at one point, but have since grown so distant from it. The words you don't say hold you back more than the honesty you're capable of leading with. The words you don't say, they don't make you easier to love. It's the opposite. It's the opposite. Because it's promoting a fake version of you. And a fake version of you, by definition, is the opposite version of you. And if you're making it easier for someone to love a fake version, you're making it harder for them to love the real version. The words you don't say. And again, the obvious answer is you speak up. You speak up, you let it rip, you just go for it. You speak your truth, you speak your insecurity, you speak your needs early and often. And I know that can be the hardest thing in the world to do, because if it is thrown back in your face, maybe again, maybe for the fourth time, the fifth time, it only further solidifies that fear. I understand that, but let's do a comparison of outcomes here. Pretending, acting, the words you don't say, eventually I promise you that they will come back to bite you. And sure, of course, practically, be patient. Don't throw the entire emotional kitchen sink at someone on date one or date two. Wait, feel things out. But if you are solidly in a relationship or dating someone and you have not voiced important truths to them, that person has already come to a conclusion about you, that you don't need more, that what they see is what they get, that this is the real version of you. And think about yourself, right? You judge someone else's needs based on their reaction to you and the words they use, right? If they're always cool and chill and acting like they're good and they're saying they're good, you take that at face value, don't you? And so that becomes your perception of them. They don't need more. What I see is what I get. This is human. but it's also human, and I think it's a human power move. And for the right person, it's exactly what they want in a partner. That thing is honesty, saying, here's what I need. Here's what I need. Not demanding it, not giving ultimatums, simply saying, here I am. Here's what I have learned I need. What do you think? What do you think? When that's your mentality towards relationships, I don't think you could ever lose in the long term. You either, experience short-term pain in the form of someone who either doesn't want that or can't offer what you need, or you find someone who right off the bat can get to the core of who you are and see what you offer, what they can offer you, and what you need. Nowhere in that equation do the words you don't say serve any purpose other than holding you back, other than making you more difficult to love. The words you say serve no purpose other than being a disservice to what you need, a disservice to the experiences you've already been through and overcome, the things you learned about yourself. The words you don't say show people how you want to be treated. So ask yourself, are you okay with not honoring what you've learned about yourself? Are you okay with not honoring what you really need? Are you okay with a potential lifetime of hiding those things? I certainly hope not, and I really don't think that's the real you, and it's time to come back to this truth. Speak up early, and speak up often. But that's it. I'll end it right there. Just something to think about, a truth again that I hope we can come back to. If this was helpful, I'd be so grateful if you'd share the podcast with a friend. And also if you could spare 45 seconds and leave the show a 5-star rating and review on either Spotify or Apple Podcast, that would really be helpful and means a lot to me. But that's it. As always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me by visiting newmindsethudas.com. And until next episode, I'm out.